2013 marks the centenary of the great British composer Benjamin Britten. The Cincinnati Voy Choir kicks off the birthday party with a performance of the 1948 cantata St. Nicholas at Christ Church Cathedral. And I'm happy to welcome back the artistic director of the Cincinnati Voy Choir, Christopher Eanes.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Britten wrote this piece, which is a 9-part cantata specifically for amateur forces, didn't he?
He did. We're so thrilled to be able to perform this piece because it's collaborative in every sense of the word. As you said, he wrote it to be performed not just by amateur forces, but by a combination of professional and amateur forces. And the choir was specifically made up of school children in the original performance. And so that's exactly what we're going to present in this performance.
Well, your forces aren't exactly amateurs, as you've been suggesting. And who's going to be joining the Voy Choir?
Truly, this will be a citywide collaboration. In addition to the Cincinnati Voy Choir, we are welcoming some of the instrumentalists of Collegium Cincinnati, which is a project-based ensemble made up of freelance musicians from throughout Cincinnati. The piece was written so that within the orchestra, the principals for each part were meant to be professionals, but the rest of the players in the section were meant to be amateurs. And to that end, we've invited the Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra to join us. So many of their players, hardly amateurs, I might say, since they're such a fine orchestra, will be joining us to fill out the ranks there. In addition, we'll be welcoming the Women of the Vocal Arts Ensemble. There's a gallery chorus that is called for, which is, serves a bit as a Greek chorus to both comment upon the action and in some cases serve as the sirens in the ocean during a shipwreck, the mothers of lost children, and whatever other role they're called for. So we're very excited about their participation as well. Our tenor, Nathan Bick, is not only a professional working tenor in town, but is also the executive director of the Vocal Arts Ensemble. So truly a family affair for musicians from throughout Cincinnati.
St. Nicholas is about the life story of the revered saint, the man behind the gift giver. It's a 9-part story. These are sort of highlights of his life, correct?
It is. The Cantata St. Nicholas is fantastic in that it looks at the life of this saint who eventually became associated with the holiday of Christmas, but of course for a very long time wasn't. He became associated with Christmas because one of the things he was most known for was sneaking gifts such as coins into the shoes of children. He was also a saint that was very associated with children, which is another reason that this works so naturally with many of the youth forces we're using for this performance. He had lived a very interesting life, and there are many vignettes that have been handed down to us, and Britten captures them so well in the score that he wrote for this. It pulls people in, it tells a story, it's very enticing music, and very accessible for the whole family.
Eric Crozier, who is Britten's associate and wrote many of his libretti, also wrote a libretto that is a bit over the top, and there are some... I think one of my favorite episodes, and again, there are 9 parts, there's the episode of the Pickled Boys.
The episode of the Pickled Boys is something that's been handed down over the centuries, in millennia, in fact, about 3 boys who went missing, and versions of the story vary from teller to teller, but 3 boys who went missing, and St. Nicholas, traveling with a group of people, stops in an inn to get away from the cold, and the innkeeper offers him dinner. When he tastes it, he actually realizes that the innkeeper, who is a butcher, is actually serving him the pickled remains of these boys. A gruesome episode, to be sure, but it all ends well because St. Nicholas brings them back to life and the 3 boys are restored to their mothers.
Well, how are your young choristers responding to this libretto?
They're loving it. And as you can imagine, the Pickled Boys is their favorite movement at this point, but they're learning to love the others as well, the more sentimental movements, the more solemn movements. And because it's in English, it's very easy to grab onto right away. They've all read the story now of St. Nicholas. They know who they're singing about. They know what they're singing about, and they're having just a great time.
Britten was a composer keenly sensitive to the performers for whom he was writing. In this case, he doesn't lower the bar, even though he did not expect them necessarily to be professionals. How does that manifest itself in the music?
Part of Britten's genius lies in his ability, and I think this is true and often overlooked aspect of what makes a great composer, is knowing not just the audience of the people that are going to hear the work, but the people performing it. Beethoven and Haydn and those sorts of revered composers were keenly aware of who was going to be performing their works. And Britten was no less aware, and this is one of the reasons that his music is alive and well today. Britten wrote extensively for children and for various different types of forces. And so he was, in fact, keenly aware of the particular needs, the particular constraints in some places of what those voices and instrumentalists could do. But he worked his language around that. And so he didn't write what you might call children's music. Instead, he wrote very sophisticated music, the instrument of which was children. And there's a big distinction there. And it's one of the reasons we are absolutely thrilled that this is his anniversary, because we're just going to perform this stuff all year long.
Right. You're going to be doing The Golden Vanity later on in your season, which is a wonderful piece.
The Golden Vanity is a wonderful piece. He, in the late 1960s, wrote an opera, a very short opera, only 20 minutes long, for the Vienna Boys Chorus, of course, the most famous boys chorus in the world, about pirates. And we think of this as a fantastic opportunity for our boys to be on stage and show their energy for performing. And we're producing this in conjunction with the CCM Opera Department. So we're very excited about that.
Getting back to St. Nicholas, what are some of your favorite sections?
I'm not sure that I could pick out a particular passage that I love. There are some very tender moments sung by Nicholas himself. For a 9-movement cantata about the saint, one of the reasons that it's such a great choral piece is that the choir does most of the work. St. Nicholas has a smaller role, and the choir narrates his life. And so we enjoy putting it together from that point of view. The beauty of the score is that it really keeps moving. It is constantly bringing you forward, bringing you along in the story, keeping you updated. When the mood changes and when the emotions change, you sense that right away in his score.
Well, aside from the holiday associations with St. Nicholas, what makes this piece especially family-friendly?
Oh, I just think this piece is wonderful for all ages to come here. It's appropriate for everyone. It's in English. You can go. You can understand it right away. It tells a very exciting story. It's not incredibly long. It's only 45 or 50 minutes long, so it's just right for your average younger listener, but very sophisticated music for your older listener as well. And not something that you hear every day. The reason being that, for example, for a large symphony orchestra to put it on, well, it calls for smaller forces than your average large orchestra. We have just the right combination, and we think our audiences are really going to enjoy it.
And you're in an amazing acoustic setting, too.
We are. One of the collaborators I did not mention is, of course, Christchurch Cathedral. In addition to having a beautiful space there and beautiful instruments, Stephen Casarella, who is their director of music, is going to be playing the organ on the performance.
It's going to be quite an occasion and quite a performance, so I thank you so much for sharing this with us. My guest has been Chris Eanes, Artistic Director of the Cincinnati Boy Choir and Collegium Cincinnati. They join forces with soloist Nathan Bick, women from the Vocal Arts Ensemble, and members of the Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra for Benjamin Britten's St. Nicholas, Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Yes.